It's already the final hour. Thank you so much for joining us on this live Monday edition. Catherine Austin Fitz to talk about the economy, the police state, the New World Order, the nature of the elites is coming up in the next segment. Let's go ahead and take some more calls. Tony in Canada, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Hey, how you doing, boss?
All right.
Perfect. I was doing a lot of research over the past year because of all the information you guys have been providing, of course. Everybody's thankful for that. We do appreciate it. But I haven't been hearing a lot of information about security companies like Converse Technology and Verint and Nice Systems, as well as Noyce.
Well, they're a revolving door in Homeland Security, and it's the same in Europe, where when somebody's in Homeland Security, they give them the contracts, and then 5 years later, they move into that company as an executive.
Well, absolutely. And one of the biggest issues is that Converse, the headquarters is in Israel, as well as all these other sub-companies or umbrella companies like Verint and Norris and all these other companies, but they have contracts now with American telecom communication companies, and now each and every single telephone across North America is linked to Israeli intelligence through this system because it's all linked.
Boy, I mean, that's been for 10 years. That's been for 10 years, absolutely, because then they can get around U.S. laws because a foreign government is doing the spying and then giving it back to the NSA. They claim it doesn't get around the law. It just hides the criminality.
No, exactly. And if you do research far enough, it leaks all the way back down to SourceFire, which their major clients are American Defense Department, the National Security Department. And a lot of these people think if when they go online and they think that they're safe through these security companies. But one of the major companies that I found that was connected to these things is VeriSign. Now, VeriSign deals with most of the majority of the credit card securities online, and everybody trusts this company. But VeriSign, it's directly linked, and one of its major company partners is Norris Systems, which also deals with IBM, NEC. It also deals with Tenlink Ltd., which provides for every single stage of level of law enforcement.
And the government can raise up the tech companies they want to be preeminent by giving them the contracts. Great point, Tony. Muhammad in Colorado, you're on the air.
Hey, so I don't know if anybody mentioned this on the Friday or Sunday show, but I just went to go see the new Clash of the Titans movie yesterday. And unlike the 80s show that's all about some dude that's sort of love-struck and going to fight things, this one, to me, was really almost like an allegory for the current state of the U.S. So in the movie, you've got these titans that are defeated by their sons, the gods, and the gods make people, human beings, to pray to them in order for them to kind of live forever. And so the people become very distraught with the tyranny of the titans and kind of rebel, and so they release this kraken that's supposed to kind of put the people back in check. And halfway through the movie, I immediately thought, you know, this is kind of like the U.S. You've got
Bin Laden is the Kraken, absolutely.
Right.
Release the Kraken.
You got people who fled from England, the tyranny in England, you know, and so these are represented by the gods, and so the gods set up a government. They have for the people, and you're supposed to pay your taxes to the government. And right now, in the current state, the government's becoming tyrannical. And so people are just kind of taking a stand, saying, no, we're not going to really put up with this tyranny. And so government's like, release the Kraken, you know, onto the people. And so halfway through the movie, I really just start to realize, you know, this is really almost about America and about.
Well, George Lucas said that episode 3, Revenge of the Sith, is where the senator becomes the president, then the ruler, by staging terror attacks and outside military attacks on himself, and many of the terrorist armies he's running don't even know that they're not really going to win in the end. And Lucas said, this is what our government really does do. He's definitely a 9/11 truther. So absolutely, that's what's going on.
Yeah, so I just want to throw that out there. Anybody that wants to, you know, take a moment, relieve yourself of some stress.
Was it a good movie overall?
Overall, it's a pretty good movie. And it's that message, that allegory, is very overt, so it doesn't take a lot of digging to really realize that. So it's worth checking out. It's Danny.
Well, I don't watch a lot of films, but I may have to go watch it so we can go over a review here. Plus, I like escapism occasionally.
Hi, this is Steve Shanky, Food Strag. We have stopped taking orders for the Buy 3, Get 1 Free program, and have started production. Congratulations. Your choice to participate in the production of your food supply by pre-ordering will prove very wise. Shipments will begin the end of March and will be sent in the order that they were received. Now something fun. It's springtime. We all know that garden seeds aren't really a food supply, but they're a great supplement to your food reserve if you have the time and place to garden. Here's the plan. When you add a 1 month superfood spring pack to your food storage, we'll send you that garden of non-hybrid seeds absolutely free. Order now while the free seeds last. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Get a real supply of food to eat while you wait for your supplemental garden to grow. Call 800-409-5633, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQUA Aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Well, for the balance of the hour, Catherine Austin Fitz is our guest. We're going to cover a whole host of different issues with her today. She's with Solari.com, investment advisor, founder and managing member of Solari Investment Advisory Services, LLC. It's spelled Solari.com. Catherine has designed and closed over $25 billion of transactions and investments to date and has led portfolio strategy for $300 billion of financial assets and liabilities. We recently interviewed her for our upcoming film, Fall the Republic 2. Catherine's experiences on Wall Street and Washington, D.C. are chronicled in Dylan Reed and the Aristocracy of Stock Portfolios. She's also a former government official, assistant secretary of housing, federal housing commissioner under Bush 1, investment banker, managing director, and member of the board of Wall Street firm Dylan Reed & Co., Inc. And so it doesn't get any more elite than that. And she joins us for the next 51 minutes here today. Catherine, out of the gates, we're going to get into government health care and your take on what it does. But I first wanted to go to this Business Week article. FDIC wants pension funds to prop up failed banks. And, in fact, this isn't the Bloomberg. This is the Raw story. I want the Bloomberg or Business Week. I want to show people that one. This is basically the same article. I mean, here's a link to the Bloomberg News. Because I wanted to read the actual quotes where they're ordering, with this color of law, kind of like they ordered the banks to take the bailout, wink, wink, to invest public and private pension funds, quote, in failed banks. Catherine Austin Fitz, what is all that about?
Well, we have seen seen the pension funds over the last 10 to 20 years come under significant pressure to invest in a variety of things which have left the pension funds in real trouble. So we have the pension funds. The pension fund, the American pension funds, were the key vehicle used to finance the housing bubble and have gotten, you know, left holding the bag. And so the it is incredibly important, Alex, that pension funds have the legal protection and authority to finance, you know, what is the right thing to do. And if there's one reform that needs to happen, it's a real investigation of why do the pension funds keep doing, you know, the scams, and how do you stop that? Because it's left, you know, we now have state and local governments and companies having to come up with new big pension fund payments because there's been too much political interference. I described, you've heard me tell the story where the president of the largest pension fund in the country, CalPERS, said to me in 1997 when I was trying to interest him in refinancing American communities, he said, it's too late. You don't understand. They've given up on the country. They're moving all the money out starting in the fall. You know, and my question is, you know, well, who's they, and how can they order you as a pension fund board to just, you know, do things with your money? And the reality is, if CalPERS had invested in the fundamental infrastructure and well-being of American communities and the American infrastructure, they would have lost a lot less money. You know, instead of losing it on the pump and dump.
And so, we would have an infrastructure and a nation, but this is predatory. And
right.
Again, you were there at the top of the pyramid watching this happen, trying to stop it on record.
Right.
Even at the time. So to be
right.
clear, we have the head NASA climatologist. We have the UN. We have all these world leaders, Bill Gates, saying they want to destroy industrial society. So they get you in debt, get your local governments, pension funds, police,
right.
fire, you name it, to invest. They move it all offshore.
Right.
Then the country implodes, and then they come in with even more debt.
Right. And they come
then
in
they
and
take over health care. Then they run your life. Go ahead.
Right. So then they say your pension funds have lost all this money. Now, what's the FDIC up to? The last person who should be telling the pension funds what they should invest in is the FDIC. Now, I say that, and Alex, what you need to know is, you know, the patterns appear that lots of small banks are being targeted in a way that's ending up providing subsidy to the people who pick them up. In other words, we have a double standard in enforcement by the banking regulators, so the big banks who've been doing all the improper things get bailed out, and the small banks who've been well managed are getting targeted and taken over in a way that subsidizes the big banks. So you have to be careful behind here. You know, that we don't see the FDIC driving the small banks into pension funds in a way that is part of an economic warfare game. And my fear is, you know, the next thing you know, you see state and local government pension funds financing someone like Soros or the big hedge fund operators picking up these small banks for cheap.
Absolutely. So that's why I brought this article up first. And I want you to spend some more time on this before we get into some other
right.
related issues, because here they are in Business Week, in Bloomberg, saying, and Obama's people are now out there pushing this, that, oh, we're going to just take your pension funds wholesale to protect them, and then, of course, they'll invest those in derivatives again. Then they'll take a large portion of it down the road, get people more dependent on government. Well, we did take most of it, but, you know you've got to stick with us or you won't get any of it. It's this scam artist trap.
Here's the question. Should capital be allocated according to, one, the preferences of the people who are either responsible, own it, or control it, two, according to economic performance, i.e., you know, what's the best investment, or three, should it be channeled according to government dictates to a few small investors that allow them to control and own everything?
Well, let me stop you again. Exactly. It sounds good in the banking bill, the government is now officially in the banking business, slipped into it, was a student loan legislation where the government will now be the person loaning, but really it'll be the government directing you to specific top three or four banks. So this is a vertical integration. And I want to be clear here for new listeners. The government controls the regulators. They can arrest or set up or shut down or sanction any pension fund manager that doesn't do what they're told, and here they are in Bloomberg openly telling the federal government, run by private banks at the top, telling the pension fund controllers, you will invest with us, quote, in failed banks. So this is the government completely taking over society. Break down how serious this is.
It's the Soviet Union. Here's what you've got. Let's say your neighbor, Alex, is an insider, and you are an outsider, and your insider neighborhood plays ball with the government. And the government says, you know something? You can finance your car for 0%, which is what hedge fund operators have been doing. They've been on the carry trade. They've been borrowing for 0 to 1%. And your neighbor can finance his car with 0% financing. He can finance his mortgage with 0% financing. And we're going to provide financing to his – we're going to provide equity financing to his business for 2%. Meantime, you have to pay 5% for your car financing, 6% for your mortgage financing. And by the way, you can't get equity for your business, but you can borrow at the bank for 12% if you can get somebody to guarantee you. Okay, now, how long is it going to take before your neighbor has – you know, a much bigger car, a much bigger house, and has bought your business, you know, that went bankrupt?
So we're
talking about controlling through the back door by controlling the cost of capital, and certain players get a very low or even free or negative cost of capital. So I'm a bank every time I lose, I'm a big bank every time I lose money, you just replenish what I lost. Whereas the rest of us have real risk, and we have to pay a much higher cost of capital than we would if we could just, you know, if there was a real market.
And if you won't sell your business to them, they put in the green economy, which is run by government, they will selectively force you to sell your business or they will shut you down.
Well, there's thousands of ways it happens, but there's a double standard in terms of regulatory enforcement. So, for example, you know, I used to have a broker-dealer that was a small company. And before I'd worked on Wall Street, and if you look at the enforcement costs and time that we spent as a small business, it was significantly greater. But there are double standards. Now, let me describe behind this what one of the legitimate problems is. We have a real problem in that right now the financial markets have two goals. You know, the goal you're taught in business school is the goal of the financial markets is to allocate capital to the most efficient players. And so, you know, some companies are efficient and they make money, and so they attract you buy their stock as opposed to the big bank that has a derivative mess and goes bankrupt, right? So one is the allocation of capital. The other, increasingly, Alex, is geopolitical economic warfare. You know, we've gone from a planet where wars occur with bombs to where wars occur with derivative bombs. And you're literally seeing a geopolitical competition between the Chinese, the Russians, and populations around the globe for resources through the capital markets. And so the national security goals of manipulating the futures market or the price of oil or the price of gold have literally overtaken you know, the goal of using the markets for whatever. And part of what you're seeing with all the goal of the capital controls is literally, if you're the government, you can't afford for people to be making a free market. You need you need the 20 mules to go in this direction because that's what you need to, like, manage the Chinese. And so you have this incredible desire for control, including for a legitimate reason. And let me tell you what the problem is. You and I have talked many times about the red button problem, which is everybody in America, right now, we are all the beneficiary of this geopolitical effort. So tomorrow, if the geopolitics stop and America stopped playing to win at geopolitics and we stopped being a global leader in money laundering and we stopped, you know, stealing from people using derivatives, what would happen is everybody's government subsidy check would stop. And as of last month, Americans get more government checks. We get more money from the government than we send to the government taxes.
Yeah, I saw that in the New York Times. Stay there. And again, I've been interrupting a few times because it's so incredible to see them openly saying they're going to take over the pension funds. We're going to break down where this is going when we come back. Stay with us.
As the economy continues to decline, patriots across the nation are preparing for the worst. The world is changing fast. Are you fully prepared? Or will you be forced to eat government soup? At PatriotFood.com, we offer you 135 pounds of dehydrated food and six varieties of canned meat for half price. And at SurvivalistSeeds.com, we now offer 50 non-GMO varieties of vegetables and over 10,000 heirloom seeds. That's twice as many as our competition for the same price. PatriotFood.com and SurvivalistSeeds.com. Food insurance, just in case. Owned by me, Big John Lipscomb.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
You can't live without food, can't live without water, you can't live without being prepared. And you can't live without Standbirds. Standbirds.com offers hunting, shooting, camping, and preparedness supplies at low discount prices. Get ready! Standbirds.com has a long list. Ammunition, air guns, archery, and firearm accessories. Books, backpacks, decoys and DVDs, scopes, water filters, solar panels, tents, knives, and reloading supplies. Holsters, crossbows, compound bows, muzzle loaders, tactical gear, target throwers, cases, bags, personal care, and pet products. And we told you a long list, so long it won't begin to fit in this radio ad. So go to Stambertz.com today and see for yourself. That's Stambertz.com. We have the hunting, shooting, and camping gear to meet all your outdoor needs at low discount prices. Stambertz.com, Patriot-owned, reliable service, high quality. What more could you ask for? Stambertz.com, hunting and preparedness supplies you can't live without.
I want you to listen very carefully to Catherine Austin Fitz, and I want her to go back over the information she just laid on us and expand on it. They get you dependent on government. They take your pension funds, your investment, your tax money for the infrastructure. They put it in offshore banks and derivatives. That bankrupts people by design. Then they come back and say we need even more money and more taxes to prop all this up. And when you hear it's for the geopolitical purposes of the U.S. and England and Europe, that's the private banking arms. They're feeding on us, but they get us tied into their system where we can't live with it or without it. And now it's coming towards a consolidation phase. They're going to use phony environmentalism to bring in a form of neo-serfdom or feudalism to control our lives. And now they're showing their true hand, ordering the pension funds to give their money to the private banks. And Catherine Austin Fitz, this is a short segment, but please elaborate on the point that you were making.
Oh, now, Alex, you got me. I had just finished making the point about the red button and the extent to which we are financially dependent on global warfare. So we're implementing warfare globally, whether with military warfare, with covert operations warfare, or increasingly now with this financial warfare. And the reality as a system is most Americans are the financial beneficiary of this sort of geopolitical warfare and the fact that our currency is very subsidized. And the red button story is a story I tell where I ask an audience of people who will push the red button if it'll stop all hard narcotics traffic in their community tomorrow. And out of an audience of 100 spiritually committed people to evolving our society spiritually, 99 said they would not push the red button because they don't want their mutual funds to go down or the government checks to stop. So we now have an entire society which is financially complicit in this warfare model. And so the question for all of us is, you know, nobody wants the top guys to push the red button because they're afraid. And as long as we're afraid to push the red button or to engage in a conversation about, you know, okay, how do we turn it green? How do we make it financially attractive? Then what happens as we go along? And I can say it's they, you know, that they are doing this. But the reality is, Alex, that we are supporting them. If you look at the implementation of all of the sort of police state things, those things are being supported at the local level. I mean, I've watched all these things get implemented time after time after time, and it's, you know, there's always a group of local people who are helping promote it. It's frightening. And so, you know, but they're doing it because it makes the money.
But to boil it down, we're coming to the end. The banks know they've pumped up the Ponzi scheme to such a level that they're now preparing to rob whatever wealth we've got left. And you talked about how the elites for the last decade have been leaving
they're not coming to the end, because if you look at the wealth that this planet can create and harvest, the amount of wealth that's been created and can be harvested to date is tiny compared to what you could do in the next 20 or 30 years. So they've just, you know, this is far, we're on a journey, and the wealth that can be created is far more than exists to date or has.
Well, Catherine, you misunderstand. Hold on. You misunderstand what I'm saying.
Okay.
They are artificially cutting the avenues of wealth off to independent groups and smaller organizations and vertically integrating it and saying they want to cut wealth generation off to people in the West. I know they got us addicted.
In North America, their attitude is, listen, if you all just sit down, shut up, you know, we put an implant on you and you live on $600 of government subsidy a month, it'll make it much easier for us to manage the planet. You've created a huge amount of wealth. We just stole it all. You're going to be real unhappy about that. So we just want you to sit in the corner and shut up because, you know, we're on to the next thing. Bye.
That's and what is the are. Next thing? What is the next thing?
Well, the next thing is they go to a global economy and a global government. In other words, the people managing this in the United States don't see themselves as Americans anymore. They see themselves as globalists. And they're managing to a global operation. And, in fact, if you look at where their big investments are in space. So, in fact, you know, they're not necessarily even looking at planet Earth as the 100% base of operations. But they have fantastic new technology, and they have a global framework. And you know, their attitude is, we've moved on, you're left behind, and the question is how to manage the end game.
I agree. Now, when we come back with Catherine Austin Fitz, I want you to elaborate on what their end game is. And we were talking during the last break. You were saying there are ways to stop this. We want to get your perspective on that. Catherine Austin Fitz is our guest. We really appreciate her being on the radio broadcast with us today. We'll give you her website as well when we come back after this quick break. This is the GCN Radio Network. We're talking about reality here. Not the baseball game, not the latest cosmetics, not acting cool to your neighbors, but life and death, freedom and slavery.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now, new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Did you know that there are tiny hidden radio transmitters, also known as RFID chips, in millions of passports, credit cards, and licenses? In the current state of the economy, it's no surprise that identity theft has increased. With current technology, thieves can purchase a simple device online that allows them to steal your credit card number and other personal information by scanning your wallet or purse. Think of this identity theft device as a garage door opener. You push a button and within a certain distance, your door opens. Thieves get near you, push a button, and these tiny radios give out personal information. Put a stop to identity theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. Here you will find radio-blocking secure sleeves. Simply place your credit cards and passports into these slim, lightweight sleeves, and you will put a stop to anyone trying to collect your private information. For around $5, you will be protected against RFID theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. That's IDStronghold.com. Or call 1-800-610-2770. 1-800-610-2770 today.
This is the Catherine Austin Fitch is our guest. We're talking about the most important subject there is, the global government, the elite, their mindset, how they control the planet, where they're going. Again, Catherine Austin Fitch is a former Assistant Secretary of Housing, Federal Housing Commissioner under Bush 1. The website is solari.com, S-O-L-A-R-I.com. Excellent info up there. Okay, I'm going to try to just sit back and give you the floor because I want you to give people the overview of who we're dealing with, what their end game is, what the next phase of their operations is going to be, and how we stop them, how we get out of this trap of being dependent on them. You notice all they ever want to do is get us more dependent so that there's basically no way to get away from these people.
Right. Well, it's a it's just a big series of about 1,000 questions, but let me just start. Because I think I used to have a pastor in Washington who used to say, if we can face it, God can fix it. And a lot of the solutions accelerate, Alex, the day that everyone sits back and says, you know, these guys are as nuts as Alex Jones says they are. Because all this stuff about slavery and police state, you know, those are reasonable words. That is where they're going. And, you know, I say this as a former regulator, a former Assistant Secretary of Housing, a former board member of a Wall Street firm, a former board member of Sallie Mae, the student loan finance organization. And let me tell you how I came to that conclusion. And part of my background is doing portfolio strategy for big, you know, I was the FHA commissioner, so doing portfolio strategy for $300 billion of liabilities. And then my company in Washington, the Hamilton Securities Group, built databases of all, you know, sort of community assets and real estate, which is looking at the entire GNP. And then when we compared it to certain things in the securities and global markets, you're talking about the GNP of the planet. So I'm used to dealing in very large numbers and actuarial analysis. So, you know, and actuarial analysis says, well, if you stop feeding people GMO food, they're going to live longer. That means insurance companies are going to have to pay out this much more, you know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So you're used to dealing in very big numbers and the butterfly effect of changes in policy with changes in lifespan. So I give that as a background. And I wrote this in the article I wrote. I wrote an essay about why I was opposed to the swine flu vaccination. And I literally, when I saw the policies that were being implemented in connection with the rollout of the WTO and the control of agribusiness worldwide, the rounding up of innocent people in American communities and stuffed into prison and the private prison property. You know, I went through all the different trends from 96 to 98, and I came to the conclusion sort of back of the envelope that the only thing I could conclude was that is that the leadership as a policy was planning on very significant depopulation worldwide. That was the only way I could explain, you know, the 20 policies I was seeing being implemented both here and globally with the WTO, particularly the control of the food supply and system with sort of what Monsanto is doing in genetically modified food. And I was very quiet about it at the time, you know, because I knew other people couldn't fathom what I was saying. And I remember in 1998 or 99, a very, very savvy portfolio strategist from the financial community called me up and said, can you have lunch with me? I'm going to be in Washington. And we went to lunch at Union Station, and he looked at me and he said, you know, he said, I know this is going to sound crazy, but I've done the analysis, and if you look at the changes in policies that are being rolled out over the last 4 years, the only thing I can conclude is they're planning on significant depopulation. And I said, well, that's what my analysis shows. And we just kind of stared at each other. And if you look across the board at what is being done in terms of building databases on American citizens, what is being done with RFID or RFDI?
Well, they've got a bunch of different ones, but let me just stop you for a moment.
Okay.
Because you did, you know, as this huge actuary analyst running hundreds of millions of dollars, you saw it like if somebody sees a guy pull up in a van and start casing a house and then check in the front door, you think maybe they're about to try to rob us. I have been at the guy's house as a fly on the wall and heard him talk about how he's going to rob. And so separately, and of course, you know all this now. It turns out for 50 years they've been planning this and building a world government as a means to an end. And all of the tracking, all of the surveillance, all the police state, all the mind control, the conditioning is to be rolled out in phases. And we're now coming into the end game.
You're coming into
to
the
literally
end
kill 80% of people. How do we stop this? And again, in the phases, they shut the resources off. So then you become dependent on government. So it has you in its kill grid, the drugging,
right,
the cancer viruses in the shots, the mercury. I mean, it's all happening. I'm
right.
Sorry, go ahead.
Well, the food is poisoning us. The vaccines are poisoning us, on and on and on. Here's the thing to understand. Theoretically, there is a way to stop them. There really is a way to stop them because, and it's what the poet said, we are many, they are few. And the reality is when will you get a critical mass of people facing what's really going on, and then when you hit that tipping point, what can they do? Now, step one is, you know, the key thing to understand what everybody has to do is we have to do what gives us energy. So, you know, what we all can't do is get in a bus and go to Washington today. You know, there are many ideas of what we can do that waste a huge amount of our time and effort that we don't have. But step number one you can do, and it's one that will give you a lot of energy, if you sequence it right, is get as far away from them as you possibly can, or the people who implement their wishes in your industry.
So get out of the big cities. I say number one, Get to know your neighbors. Stop watching as much television. Get healthy. Purify your water. But more importantly, recognize them as the enemy.
Right,
don't just believe Catherine Austin Fitch. Don't just believe Alex Jones. Find out we're telling you the truth, and this is life and death, and then the ball game isn't going to matter so much, and take all your energies and stop seeing Catherine Austin Fitch as your champion. Stop seeing Alex Jones as your champion. You know, she's not Joan of Arc,
yeah,
and I'm not George Washington.
Champion. Be your own. You know, it's really funny, and when you withdraw from all your ideas are great, but you want to get as financially not dependent on them as possible. So get as far away as you can from government money or money that they control. One of the things that that is just a profoundly important thing, if everybody tomorrow in the country, Alex, said, you know, any bank that's trading derivatives or got, you know, big, or any of the big banks who got bailout money, I'm getting as far away from as I can. So if you pulled your money out of the big banks and went to a well-managed local bank tomorrow, it would have a profound and dramatic impact. Now, you can say, well, all those banks channel money into Wall Street anyway. If I'm the Federal Reserve and I have to negotiate with 25,000 bank presidents as opposed to 10, it's a very different picture. It's a very different world, okay? So anything you can do is – it's real funny. I have a member of my network who's Jewish, whose family was really hurt in the Holocaust. And he was asking me whether or not he should bank at a big bank. And I said, you know, you're basically asking me whether you should put your money with him or money management or not. Now, why are you asking me that question? Don't you know better? But that's what we're doing. We're financing. If you look at any activist group who's opposed to any of the things they say, let's say the guys are opposed to GMO. Well, if you look at where their money is, they're all financing the creation of GMOs and the building of that infrastructure. When you finance the U.S. government, you're financing genetically modified seed. You're financing the implementation of that. So part of it is, you know, withdraw as much as you can, your person, your family, your how you spend your time. Don't be financially dependent. But stop financing the very things that are killing you and your family.
Absolutely. Now, other solutions. I jumped in there when you said get as far away as you can from
the
money.
Okay, here's the next solution. Who are you supporting for sheriff in this local election? Okay, if 3,100 counties, the sheriff, there's dual sovereignty under the Constitution. So your sheriff can literally tell the federal government to get off, you know, your county property, and though they may not enforce something that is outside the 10th Amendment. Okay, so we're coming into the election cycle, and the election cycle is always a time, Alex, when you can be talking to your neighbors about all these issues. And let me tell you something. The fact that the bailouts and health care passed without having any kind of sufficient popular support for a change of that extraordinary nature has got people worked up and they're ready to have a conversation. So number one, you want to get into office the right kind of sheriff, and you want your sheriff. Is your sheriff out there doing crime patrol, or is your sheriff instead spending all of your tax monies foreclosing on people on behalf of the big banks?
And trying to squeeze people and raise revenue. We've always promoted patriot sheriffs, so we're on the same page.
Right.
On that front.
The second thing is, in your state and local areas, you have candidates who are proposing 10th Amendment legislation. So, for example, Idaho passed the Health Freedom Act. We have lots of states trying to pass Health Freedom Act. We have lots of states, doing a variety of things on the 10th Amendment. There's a great 10th Amendment Center online. So you want to find out where the state and local representatives who are active on 10th Amendment, and you want to get hooked up and supporting them. Okay?
But the number one message here is get up. Don't just count on other people to do it. Now, I want to get into some other issues after we talk about some more solutions here, but I also want to talk about what their end game is, studying these larger...
Okay, so can I mention one other thing?
Go ahead.
Stop giving them your data. There's a Edwin Black. Have you ever had Edwin Black on?
Yes.
Edwin Black wrote the book about IBM building the database and computer systems for the Holocaust.
Yes.
Okay. Well, any kind of police state or any kind of slavery depends seriously on having the infrastructure you need, the database and computer infrastructure you need to manage large populations. So it's just like if you're a farmer and you have livestock, you need great data and great databases if you're going to manage the population. Ditto here. And what we're watching in the health care bill, in a variety of different legislations and policies, and now with the census, is the effort to build the definitive database infrastructure that will allow them to define where you live, who you live with, connect up your health care databases, connect up your tax information if they want to, connect up all sorts of private commercial information they have about your spending habits, use artificial
Well, that's what this bill does. It says the IRS looks at the health care you're getting and can take money out of your savings account, medical savings account. You were talking about how they're putting in new laws to track all your money or not let you get your money out of the country. The elites already pulled their money out. Now they want to make sure the middle class has to stay here and basically be sucked dry.
Right. So what you want to do, the first thing you want to do is you want to get your data out of the system. Stop giving them data. Okay? And there are lots of different ways you can do that. And then the second thing you want to do is you want to get out of the money system as much as possible anyway. So anything you can do to protect, to not make yourself a target, you know, we can put our money in a stock, get a dividend, and then go buy water from the water company. But also, if we live in a rural area, we can just stop being in the middle and we can go out and build a well. And then I don't need your stock and I don't need your dividend.
And that's why they're moving nationwide and worldwide to block people drilling their own wells.
Well, that's why. So if you want to live in an area where you still have the power to do that.
Okay, we're running out of time, and it's clear I've got to have you back up for a full hour just on solutions. Those are all great solutions. I, number one, say wake people up. They're ready to be woken up to the full horror. But looking at their program and being able to factor in all these different elements on a wide spectrum analysis, what do you see as their game plan in the next 6 months to a year to 2 years, out to 5 years? How do you see them unrolling this global financial takeover? And then we'll dovetail that with this war-making economy that isn't just launching wars overseas, naked body scanners, surveillance, face scanners, CPS, DynCorp out grabbing more children for no reason, the Texas case where they're taking people's kids now if their parents say don't trust the government. I mean, it's getting crazy.
Right. No, it's been crazy for a long time. But it's going to become very crazy to most people. And I think what you need to do is, first and foremost, you need to know that if you are awake and out to protect yourself, they can't do this. And so the question is, step number one everybody has to do is turn off their TV and stop listening to their media and stay linked into media that's telling you the truth. That's step number one. Because the first way they control you, Alex, is with your mind. So the first step is get your mind clean. Don't let them control your mind.
Well, I mean, how can a cop take a family's child and put on the CPS form they taught their children not to trust the government? I mean, that's right out of 1984, and these cops feel good while they're doing this. I mean, these are tyrants.
You know why? Because I've seen this in my own situation when I was targeted. Every team, we had 18 audits and investigations at the Hamilton Securities Group. And when each one started, the people coming in to audit, investigate, thought we were, you know, just bad, horrible people. And then we'd work with them, and before it was over, they'd be on our side against the government. but initially, they are taught to believe that you're bad people. And the problem is most people get defensive and don't work through it. We were trained in spiritual warfare, so we saw it as our job to bring them across to the light, and usually did. And so, you know, they really don't know. And it's hard, Alex, for you to fathom that the system is that ugly or that evil. They really don't know, many of them. So we got to turn them around.
When you saw our article last Friday, cops and CPS seize child from parents for mistrusting government, I was aware of this, but you sent me a lot of stuff that I actually wasn't aware of. And we're going to be showing people some document cam shots right now. With DynCorp heavily involved globally. It's been congressional hearings in white slavery, child kidnapping rings. They now have a new name, but CSC, DynCorp, and the economics.
Well, they merged into CSC, and then they got spun off and went public, so they're back to their old name.
Okay, so, but I mean, I have all the mainstream news articles. This is literally a Legion of Doom, and that's all part of their military operation, and grabbing kids is very lucrative.
Well, the scariest story in the world, and one that's hard for most people to get into, is the role of pedophilia. And pedophilia is a very old story, Alex. It's been used for years, you know, as a both a a personnel benefit, if you will, and a form of entrapment. Once you get a file, you know, once you get dirty pictures of somebody engaged in pedophilia, a politician or a business leader, you own them for life. It's one of the most economic ways to control there is. I hate to say it, but that's the reality. If you look at the history of narcotics trafficking and mortgage fraud in this country, it's intimately linked with pedophilia and sex slavery. You know, I just hate to say it. That's the way it is. And I got onto DynCorp in the 90s because you had a couple of whistleblowers when DynCorp was a government contract. You had their project managers literally engaged in owning, you know, buying and owning children and using them for sex and working with the local mafias who were tracking it. And yet the State Department, where DynCorp is the biggest contract, was forgiving all of this. Anyway, this is all on the public record. And then DynCorp started to pop up in Child Protective Services contracts around the country. And we were in a tough...
Stay there, Catherine. Okay. I'm going to have you back for a full hour soon on this subject, because I actually got death threats when I first started covering this about 8 years ago when we learned about DynCorp. Just modern slave traffickers.
Fact. 4 million people in the U.S. have hepatitis C due to liver damage. Fact. Cirrhosis of the liver is the eighth leading cause of death among Americans. Fact. Alcohol, many prescription drugs, food additives, pesticides, and environmental toxins damage the liver. Fact. 1 in 10 Americans is or has been affected by liver or gallbladder disease. Fact. Anything that keeps the liver from doing its job can put your life in danger. Protect your liver by visiting researchedherbs.com and learning more about the world's number one selling all-natural liver support formula, Live 52. It is the only herbal liver supplement that is backed by over 190 published clinical trials and endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. Don't wait to protect your liver. Visit us at researchedherbs.com or call 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486 or go to researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't! Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now. Get out of debt and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 800-822-1291. That's 800-822-1291. 800-822-1291.
On the 21st of April, later this month, Catherine Austin Fitz will spend at least an hour with us. She's very, very gracious. We'll give you her website before she leaves us. But for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, I was just showing mainstream news articles. I have congressional hearings where DynCorp, they say, well, you kidnapped tens of thousands of children for sex slaves. And then they asked Rumsfeld, why are they allowed to do this? And he just said, they just are. And again, the magnitude of the evil and DynCorp, I'd know some of this, but she sent me a link to news articles and government purchase orders where they're involved all over warehousing the kids once they're taken. So now it's not enough to grab Iraqi kids or Serb kids. Now they're grabbing our kids. Catherine, finish your story.
Okay, so I'm the way I got onto this was I was in Washington, and I had come on to DynCorp because of their role in the war on drugs. And I'll tell you two stories. The first was a group of peasant women from South America came up to give a presentation to congressmen, and they gave a presentation in Washington on how they were being moved off their land. Private people were picking up their land for cheap, and then the government was building housing and, you know, this whole war on drugs game. And so I kept asking them questions, and finally they got very suspicious and said, how come you know so much about how the money works in our country? And I said, well, I was the Assistant Secretary of Housing, and apparently it works the same way in your country as it works in ours. So afterwards, I did a little research and discovered the same contractor in enforcement at HUD in this country was the lead contractor in Latin America in the war on drugs. It was DynCorp. So I started to get in and look at DynCorp and on and on and on. And that's when the story of the sex slave trafficking came out. And it was unbelievable because Insight magazine, Alex, wrote a great story about sex slave trafficking, the allegations in connection with the DynCorp litigation. Those magazines' cover story were dropped on every senator and every congressman's desk. And the next week, both the Navy and the State Department gave huge new contracts to DynCorp. You know, so it didn't seem to matter. It was quite amazing. Anyway, so fast forward, I ended up writing a series of stories about DynCorp and illuminating what was going on because, in fact, the chairman of the finance committee at Enron was a private investor who was the chairman and lead investor for many years in DynCorp. And the linkages between DynCorp and some of what was going on with the funny money was pretty scary. So when our litigation was very hot and heavy, and of course DynCorp was a big contractor at the Department of Justice and was said by the InfoWar people to be one of the managers of the Promise software. Anyway, so we're in the middle of the litigation, and I have a person, one of the people working for me, helping me do the litigation support work, which was very time-consuming, came to me and said, you know, somebody from Child Protective Services showed up at my house, and she's an only, you know, she's a single mom.
We got a minute and a half left, so finish up on this.
And so she said, I'm sure it's a mistake, and I said, no, this is dangerous. We need to research. Find out if DynCorp is the contractor for Child Protective Services. Sure enough, they were, and we literally had to get her to move to another state.
And this is a child molestation army. So,
well, but what you need to – so last week when I saw what was going on in Texas, I said, you want to check and see whether DynCorp is behind – you know, is in the mix, because the idea of going after people's children just because they disagree with government policy, this is a real risk.
Point you wanted to make.
Yes, I just wanted to thank you, Alex. You sent two of your incredible producers down to my house. During a snowstorm, they came all the way out from Memphis in a snowstorm. I never thought they'd make it. We spent a day filming. They were so intelligent. They were so professional. They were so capable. I said, wow, you know, Alex Jones is going to a whole new level. What a team. I was very impressed.
You're a sweetheart. Catherine Austin Fitch. God bless you.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.